Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
So this is episode 301 of Carlosophies. And that means, you know, I've been showing up weekly for going on almost 6 years. And I always think when I reach some kind of milestone episode, I remember it with 100 and then 200 and 250. I always think, oh, I'll do something special, you know, maybe I'll go back through the back catalogue and create some kind of whatever. Or maybe I'll go and, you know, do a series of catching up with people who I interviewed in the beginning, you know, like, and then... And then it just kind of creeps up on me and I'm like, oh, shit, 300. Oh. So, and also, you know, at the same time, I want to take a moment to really recognize what that takes to podcast weekly for 300 weeks. It's no, you know, mean feat. It's actually really pretty fucking huge. And it makes me a part of a small group of podcasters who have managed to podcast without fail this long, you know, and that is something worth celebrating, particularly from me, someone who has always been rather inconsistent to stick with something for this long. And sometimes I question if I'm actually going against my nature doing this, but it's felt, it's, you know, I mean, I have to be honest, there's been times where I've been like, oh, really? I have to record an episode? Fuck. You know, and I just haven't felt in flow or life. You know, there's been moments where it's been difficult, but overall, it's felt pretty easy and natural. And so I thought I would talk a little bit about what I've learnt from podcasting for this long and this consistently. You know, and there's that whole saying, and I've said it a stack of times, you find your voice by using it, right? And it's true. You discover your message and your purpose often on reflection. You know, like those kind of things aren't necessarily known in a, you know, you can have moments of clarity, but often the clarity comes upon reflection, you know, and show, seeing what phases I've gone through and what things I've been fixated on or obsessed by at certain times in my life. I mean, this whole thing has been quite a documentation of someone who has consistently shown up regardless of what life has thrown at me. And if you think back, if you've been here the entire time, and I know some of you have, and I have to say, I am just eternally grateful and humbled and privileged to have some of you be that much of a part of my journey, that you have listened to not only all 300 of these episodes, and I know you're out there, but also, you know, you've also probably listened to all of the Rocky Mike Writes, and you listened to all the Make Some Noise episodes. You probably even listened to the series of Humans Resourced, and probably been along that Keeping Good Company journey with me too, you know. So it's this past 300 episodes, it's more than just this podcast. You know, beyond this, I've created Radcasters, where I've worked with hundreds of podcasters. You know, it's led me to produce shows for some of Australia's biggest names, and I don't know, you know, travel the world speaking on stages, all because I just did what I'm doing right now and, you know, plugged a fucking mic in my phone, recorded, and then got over myself and shared it with the world. Like, what is possible is, like, it's just mind-blowing. I would never have expected this. And that doesn't mean that it's all ease and flow, because you guys know it's not. You know, it hasn't led to success, you know, on a big, vast global scale. It's not led to world domination. And in fact, it hasn't even meant that I can fill courses that I offer. You know, like, I'm still human and life is still throwing me lessons and teachings all of the time. And I guess, like, when it comes to that whole find your voice, circling back to that idea, it's interesting because it's not like our voices are ever lost. It's just that sometimes they're underused. And, you know, and so you do, well, yes, you do, it's somewhat find your voice by using it. And you find your message by speaking it. In fact, you find clarity. I mean, most of us find clarity through introspection and reflection and expression, right? Those three kind of go together when it comes to clarity and finding your purpose, finding your voice. It is about getting introspective, what lights you up, what moves you, and getting reflective, having look back on what you've already created, what things come naturally, what are you always talking about? And then, you know, this aspect of expression, giving your voice, right? Like giving your expression a voice. And so while I don't necessarily, even though I say you find your voice by using it, I don't necessarily believe we've lost our voice. You know, it just is a muscle that maybe hasn't been used as much, or we're not doing that introspection, reflection, expression piece. What have I learned over this long? I've learned that showing up consistently is actually easier than I thought it was going to be. Before, I would, like, not to say it's easy, because as we've already established, it's not that easy. There are times where it actually feels really fucking hard, and there are times where it's felt pointless, and there's times where it felt I'm speaking into nothing and I get nothing back. And you know, and I'm not saying that in a bitter way. I'm just saying that's the shit that stops people from showing up consistently. I mean, I see that in my work. People aren't getting the results they thought they would, and so they stop. And if that was the case for me, I would have stopped years ago. You know, I wouldn't be here at 300 episodes if I had allowed the data and the statistics, or even the success of my business, to dictate what this meant. Because it's bigger than me, it's bigger than you, it is my chosen expression in the world, and it's actually easier than I thought it was going to be to stick to it, because what I've realized is often that stuff that we're in avoidance of actually takes up more space than if we just did it, you know, and then all the stuff that's attached to that, right? So I did, let's be honest, when I started Carlosophies, I was a little inconsistent, you know, I started off with a bang, and then my nana died and my daughter got sick, and, you know, and I got sick, and I was launching Radcasters and all this shit was going on, and I dropped the ball. But it took up more mental space for me to avoid going back than it did just to continue on. And I think that's the key here is, and I see a lot of people do this, you know, they drop the ball, and this is just self-judgment, right? Like, because it actually doesn't matter. Where you don't need to show up weekly. I show up weekly for me. It's actually part of my mental well-being, is to find some way to use my voice every week. And this has just been a practice. It's a practice ground for speaking my truth. And yeah, and I find a lot of people have a lot of self-judgment around it. So they drop the ball and then they allow that to inform, you know, themselves of their inconsistency. They can't stick to anything. And then they bounce around in this like, oh, I'll go back to it, you know. And then they just kind of like I used to with blogging, show up a couple of times, feel really good about it, promise the world, and then disappear into oblivion. And yeah, you know, like I know how difficult that relationship, it's really just a relationship with self, you know, like it actually doesn't really mean anything. And I find that like for a lot of people, they stop podcasting because they don't, like it's not necessarily for them. It's just something that they've added to the to-do list as another marketing tool. And, you know, I find podcasting, I was having a client session last night with a you know, an online marketing person. And I was talking to them about how marketing, you know, we can have all the strategy in the world and we can create the spreadsheet of content, you know, and do all the, and batch and do all that kind of shit. But actually what moves people is connection. And what moves people not just is the connection between you and them, but the connection that you have between you and the thing, whatever the thing is, the muse, the God, whatever, you know, whatever that thing that, you know, we speak and this thing comes out, this voice. And like, I often don't even know where it's coming from. It's just coming. So there's a few ways we can look at marketing. And I feel like we're moving into a new paradigm where connection is the currency, right? And so, you know, we can create a nice spreadsheet with a bunch of topics and teach or whatever, or entertain or whatever. But the true, what I've learned is the true connection doesn't happen necessarily in that way. We don't necessarily truly move people with a spreadsheet, you know? And you're way better off just owning that your creative flow is inconsistent and then really honoring that that is the case. So giving yourself full permission, if creating a spreadsheet with a bunch of topics isn't really lighting your soul alight and it's not really where you feel most in flow, and this podcast has kind of become something that you're just going through the motions. And let me be frank, I often come back to this place. Why am I doing this? Is this just some rod that I've placed in my back? Because sometimes, yeah, like when you're not hearing from people and when the downloads aren't looking that healthy, it's very easy for you to go, well, it's all over. Why am I bothering? But for me, it comes back to this. It comes back to the practice of speaking. It comes back to the practice of getting into flow. It comes through that. And you know, like honoring your, you know, we can honor the way we create and still have an impact. So for example, Rocky Mike Wright, I've come back with season 2 and it's all about human design with a little bit of podcasting on the side, mostly human design. But I do talk about, like, you know, how that relates to you as a podcaster. And that podcast, I basically just record in spurts because my energy does come in spurts, my creative energy. And so I've learned to, besides with Carlosophy, sometimes I'll find myself in a place of, you know, flow and like I've got a lot to say. And so in that case, I'll record a couple of episodes. But mostly this is just a case of, you know, often it's Tuesday and I'm recording an episode for the next day, and that's okay because this is about the practice of speaking first and foremost. But with Rocky Mike Wright, I record in batches as I feel truly inspired. So yesterday, I started working on a series of episodes on the profiles or the lines in human design. And I recorded content and I created slides for Instagram, and it felt really in flow, you know. So honoring your own flow is super important if you're going to be consistent at anything. And there is consistency and inconsistency too, right? You can be consistently inconsistent, and providing you've got that relationship between you and whatever the thing is and your audience, that's okay. Give yourself full permission. I'm only going to show up when I feel deeply moved. And you know, this goes across the board. Whether you're showing up on Instagram or Facebook or wherever it is, show up when you feel moved over like some shitty contrived strategy, watering down your content so it can stretch further. So, yeah, I guess that's some of the lessons. I mean, I'm sure there's been so many more. But yeah, primarily it's all been about finding ways. How have I shown up consistently for nearly six years? I've found ways to make this work for me. I've found a reason that makes it really important for me. And I've really taken a path of least resistance here. This is not a high budget show. It doesn't take a lot of work. And in fact, I'm terrible at promoting it. but it's here. And that was the main thing for me, was I wanted to not necessarily prove to myself, but I wanted to have something that felt like a foundation. And classic first line stuff, but and my third line too, experiment with different things. And it's really played to my nature and my design. And so I've continued with that, but it's equally okay to let shit go that isn't, you know? So I guess that's what I've learned. We can make it easy for ourselves. We can honor our creativity, we can honor our flow and still show up consistently. And yes, we find our voice by using it, but your voice is not lost. Unless you've lost your voice physically, and then you might want to look at what's going on there, or not. You know, maybe it's actually just a fucking sore throat. But I do find it interesting that of all the podcasters I work with, I would say a huge percentage of them lose their voice in the first few weeks. You know, because, and maybe that's because we've got all this shit around finding our voice, finding our purpose. It's not necessarily in a place of, you know, that whole analogy I use all of the time of the closed fist can't grab a gift. If you believe you've lost your voice, if you're, you know, the things that you're seeking can't necessarily be found. It's when we drop the resistance and drop the, you know, the need, that the solution appears. So yeah, that is 301 episodes of Carlosophies and what I've learnt in that time. Yeah, so that's really it. Hope this landed. Hope there was a little mini aha in there for you. If there was, reach out. Or not, whatever. And until next week for episode 302, yeah, peace out. Oh, and go and check out Rocky Mike Ride if you haven't yet, because it's, you know, I'm having a lot of fun with it and it really is lighting me up like a Christmas tree. So go check it out. Okay, until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at Carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.